You're listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Women's Health Naturally Expo and Workshop celebrates its fourth annual event later this month, February 29th. That's a Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Carbondale Civic Center. To talk about that, we have Terry Hickey, who's the director of Women's Health Naturally and the Diamper Herbals organization. Terry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jennifer.
When people think about natural health and a more holistic approach, that's really what you're trying to get to with this expo, correct?
Right. That's absolutely right. I think this is a really unique expo and opportunity for people to come and learn about all the different things they can do naturally to stay healthy or get healthy. I get so many people that come up to our table when we're doing events and say, yeah, I'd like to do natural, but I don't know where to start or who to work with. And I found myself handing out business cards of all my natural health practitioner friends, and then realized 5 years ago, we need to come together and do this collectively, because we're all doing this education and how powerful it could be to do this together.
Women tend to be very involved in their healthcare, very aware of what their body is doing and feeling. Is that the reason that you focus specifically on women's health?
We focus on women's health for those very reasons, and also I think women are more in tune with and more open to learning about natural health practices that they can bring then to their partners and their families and their children. Women inherently want everyone to be healthy. It's just in their nature. And also I think over the years, women's health has been underplayed historically by medical research and studies.
What types of things can people learn? It can be intimidating when you start talking about a change in the way you look at healthcare.
Right. Well, first of all, I want everyone to know it's very inclusive. It's not a black or white thing. And people can come and learn about nutrition. They can come and learn about lifestyle practices. They can come and learn about CBD oil and essential oils. They can learn about plant-based medicine. They can learn about practices that they can employ to help eliminate stress and emotional effects that have on their physical health. We have functional medicine doctors. We have nutritionists. We have chiropractors. We have acupuncturists. All kinds of practitioners who are utilizing a very holistic approach to health, and it really looks at the whole person.
That holistic word was where I was going to go next. You're really looking at a larger picture rather than treating one condition, one symptom, something like that?
Right. Most of the natural health practitioners will look at what is the cause of the symptoms that people are experiencing. Symptoms usually are just pointing to an underlying cause. And natural health practitioners really go back and look at, well, what are the influences that perhaps made somebody sick, and what are some of the things you can do to help allay that?
The Women's Health Naturally Expo and series of workshops will be Saturday, February 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Carbondale Civic Center. You can get more information at the website diamperherbals.com. That's DAYEMPUR. herbals.com, or you can call 618-713-5996. For people who are not familiar, what should they bring with them? How should they prepare for something like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, people are welcome to come for the whole entire day from 10 to 4. People are welcome to come to listen to one speaker if that's what they'd like to do. People are going to be exposed to 60 natural health practitioners who are setting up tables and making themselves available for conversation. So I think if people come with an open heart and an open mind and are willing to actually discuss what's going on with them, they will find people that are of like mind, and they'll get to understand, well, what can an acupuncturist do for me, or what can a functional medicine doctor do for me, and do I relate to that? So it's really an exploration for people to, we kind of like to say it's when you buy a ticket for this event, you're buying a ticket for a doctor's appointment with 60 different practitioners.
Certainly a different perspective. Do you find that people are looking for that additional perspective more and more? I see things like, you know, the local food movements or shopping local, staying local, really focusing on the environment that we live in. Is this a part of that as well?
Very much so. We really expanded the definition of natural health this year. We are including things that relate to the environment and climate. We are including things that relate to nature and getting people outdoors. More and more people are looking for this, and there's still a lot of people that are fearful of exploring this because they think it might interfere with what they're currently doing. And I always like to reassure people that nobody's going to ask you to change something that you're not ready to change, and it is very inclusive. It's not going to be, well, you have to stop doing your allopathic practices in order to do natural. They might find one or two things that they can incorporate easily into their life.
Sure. And you can learn more at the Women's Health Naturally Expo and series of workshops. It's Saturday, February 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Terry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.